Hello, world. Welcome to the Sports Asylum. I'm your host, Michael Hanna. Thank you for tuning in. Now I'm about to turn up. I got my host here, my co-host here, John. Say what's up to the people.
Hey, guys.
All right. So, the NBA. This topic seems to be gaining new legs every single day about the NBA being a loyalty, the NBA being a business, and is there loyalty in the NBA? Let's just call a spade a spade. There is no such thing as loyalty when it comes to the NBA, whether it come or sports or business, because the NBA, first and foremost, is a business. Last year alone, the NBA generated $7.4 billion in revenue. Each of the 32 owners in the NBA are looking out for their bottom line, their benefit, and what can make their team better. Now, the whole Toronto, San Antonio thing seems to not lose any traction. DeMar DeRozan did an interview yesterday on ESPN and was talking about loyalty in the NBA and how he felt that the trade to San Antonio, as he put it, quote unquote, was complete BS. Now, DeMar DeRozan talked about the sacrifices that he made to stay in Toronto, and he called it home. He said he gave Toronto everything he had. He said on Instagram that he got traded for nothing. Ain't no loyalty in this business. They'll tell you one thing and then do another. I completely agree with what DeMar DeRozan said, but I also agree with what Toronto did to make their team better. Because, John, would you agree that Kawhi Leonard is a better player than DeMar DeRozan?
I completely agree with that. DeMar DeRozan is an all-star, but definitely not at the tier of Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi is a much better defender. He's played in a great system with Greg Popovich, so that for sure helps. And DeMar DeRozan can't shoot threes. I keep saying this, he can't shoot threes. I think he shot like 29% from the three-point line in regular season. That then became 23% in the playoffs, and he lost to LeBron every year. I mean, I don't know. They had Dwayne Casey, who's a good coach, too. I also blame Kyle Lowry, though, just because
Coach Killer.
Yeah, Kyle Lowry. I like him. He's a Villanova product, but I don't know. He's just so short. He's not as elite as he thinks he is, and he takes a lot of attention. DeMar DeRozan is very quiet. I mean, if you mention his Instagram, he doesn't have a single post on his Instagram. I don't know if you know that.
Who?
DeMar DeRozan. He just puts stories up. He doesn't put any posts. He has zero posts.
Oh, I didn't know
so
that.
So crazy to think about. But I don't know. I definitely think the trade is, the loyalty, like you said, is not right, but Toronto definitely won the trade. Even if they don't keep Kawhi, just like being able to trade him, even if to the Lakers, means they're definitely going to be able to get either Brandon Ingram or Kyle Kuzma if the Lakers really want Kawhi.
Oh, so you think that the Raptors are going to trade
exactly
Kawhi.
I don't even think that they're going to keep him. But
you think there's no shot of him staying? You don't think there's a shot of Kawhi staying in Toronto?
I really don't think he wants to play there at all. I mean, he said he only wants to play in L.A., so it's either
he's
Clippers.
He's a weird guy.
He doesn't
like
talk.
Kawhi is a weird human being. I agree with you.
He does not talk at all, which is a huge problem. He already said, like, for example, when people were saying if he was going to be able to play for the 76ers, just think about that. Like, I don't know about how you think of Philly, but Philly fans are just, like, out there, crazy, wild.
Oh, they're nuts. After Villanova won the college championship and then the Eagles won, yo, that town almost blew up on fire.
So the 76ers are just like, I don't know, I could never even think of him playing there just because the drama there, and he doesn't talk at all. Like, how is he going to, I don't know. I think he's a really good player, really good defender, but he also went to San Diego State, not a big talker, went to the Spurs that wasn't that big, like, drama team. It's not like it's the Lakers. That's why it's even hard to think of him to play playing with the Lakers.
Yeah.
But it's only perfect because LeBron's already there, so he could just be the second string. You know what I mean? He could he doesn't have to take the whole spotlight.
Yeah, yeah.
But I could so see him playing for the LA Clippers and just being like a part of that second team of LA just because he's that guy. He's
but
just,
I
like
think
that star. It's like if DeMar DeRozan went to the Clippers, it's just that star. Like, oh yeah.
But that's why I think that's why I think Kawhi fits in the East though, because the East is like wide open. And DeMar even said it yesterday. He's like, I don't understand. We had, because he's like, He talked about brotherhood with, and if an NBA player talks about brotherhood, he ain't talking about the fucking owners or the coaches or the team. He's talking about the players that he has. That's the brotherhood. And DeMar DeRozan even said, I don't throw that word brotherhood around. And he said the only thing keeping us from succeeding was LeBron James. He said it. And he's like, now that the guy's gone, me and my brothers, me and my teammates were talking about what we can accomplish in the East. And I agreed with him, but at the same time, I don't think the Toronto Raptors, as currently constructed, well, as previously constructed, was beating Boston.
Exactly.
I don't think they were beating Philly. I think Milwaukee could have probably gave them trouble. Yeah. Yeah. But I would have liked to have seen what they could have done without, because the Toronto Raptors were LeBron's bitch. Like, I felt bad. Yeah, like, they were the number one seed last year. 59 games.
Don't tell me you didn't watch the regular season and know. Let's just wait till the playoffs when LeBron.
They called
beats
them the
Raptors.
Baby Raptors. They called them the baby. No, I'm sorry. They called them the baby dinosaurs. That's what they used to call them. Like, that's what they called them last year. The baby dinosaurs. And I get it. Like, the LeBron swept them, and it looked too easy. It looked like LeBron was playing with his kids and nephews. It looked like LeBron was playing with his nieces. To be quite honest. Bad. And I get it. But at the end of the day, don't tell your star player, because DeMar, I don't think DeMar is a superstar. I think he's a star. But don't tell your star player
in,
that.
In school grades, what do you give him? Do you give him an A? An A? I don't even think he's an A minus.
For Toronto?
I think he's a B plus.
For Toronto?
B plus player in the NBA. Yeah,
all
B plus.
Hold on.
He's an Avery Bradley when he used to play for Boston. That's what he is. He's an Avery Bradley.
No.
He's just a B player.
My man, he's better than fucking Avery Bradley. And I'm better than Avery
only
Bradley.
Only because he was the whole team in Toronto. You take DeMar DeRozan.
Yeah, but Avery Bradley wasn't the whole team in Boston. Look, man, Toronto.
No, Isaiah Thomas was better than Avery Bradley that year. You remember that was the year? Oh, 28 points.
I understand.
He's an Isaiah Thomas when he was on the Celtics.
Okay, fine. I'll give you that.
That's horrible.
Okay, I'll give you that. But wait. Toronto had Vince Carter, Tracy McGrady, Chris Bosh, Damon Stoudemire, and they all bounced on Toronto. So I think DeMar DeRozan, he's a four-time All-Star, five-time All-Star.
No, yeah, he's gotten a bunch of All-Stars.
He could have went to the Lakers 2 years ago, but he chose to stay in Toronto. So and he's a really good player. He's actually the dude has averaged 20 points a game 9 straight years. Even in his rookie year, he averaged 20. Like, you know how hard that is?
No, I know.
That's hard. Whether you consider him a superstar or not, the one thing I will consider him was he was Toronto. He's the franchise's all-time leader in games and points. Like, the dude embodied Toronto. And I do feel bad for how they handled things. But I don't blame Toronto for going out and getting the best player available. And the funny part is that the Toronto was San Antonio's fourth option. The fourth option. Like, I think the Lakers were one because of the assets they had. The Clippers, Philly, I think, was third. And then Toronto. And then I heard a couple days ago that Kawhi Leonard is trying to recruit people to go play in Brooklyn.
Oh, you heard about that? That would be amazing, because Brooklyn is just that team that needs, like, I don't know what's going on.
Yo, Brooklyn needs anybody. Like, Brooklyn can use Odell Beckham Jr.
What,
like,
if Kyrie and Jimmy Butler just say, fuck the Knicks next year, we're going to Brooklyn, we're just going to make Jay-Z happy, Brooklyn and the Barclays, don't get any fucking love.
I would love.
D'Angelo Russell can be, like, fuck Kyrie. Picture if Jimmy Butler comes to the...
Well, no. Apparently, it's a Jimmy Butler, Kyrie Irving package. And I think wherever Kyrie goes, Jimmy Butler's going to go. So, I think...
Wait, before we even get into this, Kawhi Leonard, he's never played anywhere cold. Does that get
no.
you, bro?
Well,
only Texas, and only, he went to San Diego State.
Yeah.
I can't even see him playing.
But
they said he's warming up to it.
They said he's warming up to it.
I read something before, like, when the trade first happened, that...
Yeah.
He went to Toronto for, like, an All-Star game or some shit a couple years ago.
Yeah, and he didn't leave the room.
Yeah, he didn't even leave the room. So you think he's going to, like, want to play for Toronto for a year and then just leave?
Yeah.
Why did they do that?
Look, I've said this before. I think Toronto, it's a win-win situation for Toronto, because they can either, A, re-sign Kawhi Leonard, who's a top three player in this league when healthy, or... they don't re-sign him, but they got out of DeMar DeRozan's contract, and then they can go into a pure rebuild, which makes sense for Toronto, because
they
got
to get rid of Kyle Lowry's contract.
Well, Kyle Lowry's contract is almost out. I mean, I think this is his last year. Yeah, it's a $100 million contract. I don't think Kyle Lowry is worth $100 million. I think he was, because like he did do a lot for that team, but I don't think he was worth $100 million. But they had to overpay. You know why? Because markets like Toronto have to overpay. Fucking Cleveland just signed Kevin Love to a $120 million contract.
Kevin Love.
Look, Kevin Love is a great player. I think Kevin Love is a stud. When he was in Minnesota, he did a lot for Cleveland. But I don't think Kevin Love currently is worth $120 million. But markets like Cleveland have to overpay. So whether they decide to keep Kevin Love, because he can get traded within 6 months. After 6 months, he can get traded. And guess when the trade deadline is?
February.
7 months. So literally they can wait 6 months. And then after the 6 months is over, they can trade him. So they basically got themselves a really, really good trade asset. Or they got a really good star to at least try to keep the Cleveland Cavaliers relevant. Because this has been the Cleveland Cavaliers over the past 3 weeks. They lost LeBron James. They lost Jeff Green.
They lost Jeff Green?
Yeah, he's going to Washington Wizards.
As in, like, he got traded?
No. He's a free agent. Yeah, he signed to Washington.
And you think Jeff Green is a big loss?
Yo, man, Jeff
Green. He thought he was LeBron.
My man.
He thought the numbers were just switched. And he thought 32 was 23.
No.
The only thing I give Jeff Green is all the history he's had with all the health problems.
My man, Jeff Green was better than J.R. Smith. You got to give me that.
This year?
Yeah. He was way better than
J.R. Smith had a really bad season.
But they lost Jeff Green. They drafted Colin Sexton, who I think is going to be a good player. I don't know yet. I mean, people said the same thing about Kawhi Leonard. I'm not saying Colin Sexton is going to be Kawhi Leonard, but I think he's a really good player. I think he's tough as nails. The dude looked awesome in summer league. And I think that Cleveland had to do something because they're strapped. I mean, they don't have that much cap space. They had to extend Kevin Love, and they had to put some players on the court. And Kevin Love is probably the best 3-point shooter they have. They're not going anywhere with Larry Nance Jr. and Jordan Clarkson under contract. J.R. Smith is still under contract. Like,
honestly.
So, I mean, when you're in those kind of markets, the Torontos, the Milwaukees, the Clevelands, the Orlandos, the San Antonios, you either draft really well or you sign players or you trade for players. Which makes sense. Like, look at Oklahoma City. There's no way in hell Paul George would have went to Oklahoma City, and he even said it. He's like, if Oklahoma City didn't draft for me, I wouldn't have taken the meeting with Oklahoma City. They had to risk it. And that's the consequence of small markets. This isn't the NFL. This isn't Major League Baseball. There is a salary cap. So teams have to either overpay to keep players, or they have to trade players and hope for the best. Like, Oklahoma City started it last year. They traded away Victor Oladipo, who I think is a star for Indiana. And I think Toronto is trying to follow suit. They're hoping they get the Paul George treatment with Kawhi Leonard. And I get it. I don't blame Toronto for trading him. I just don't like the way they made it look like DeMar DeRozan was in their future one week.
For sure.
The next week, they trade the guy. And I don't blame DeMar DeRozan for feeling betrayed. He said it himself. It was bullshit. He said it on ESPN. So I don't blame the guy. But I also don't blame Toronto for doing what they're doing. But I swear to God, if one more free agent goes to another team and shows disloyalty and fans go nuts, yo, don't hate, because there is no loyalty. I don't care if you're a player or the team owner. It makes no difference. Enough is enough. If players can do what's, I mean, if team owners can do what's best for business, then you best believe these individual players can do what's best for business and themselves too.
You think Cleveland makes the playoffs next year?
You know what? That's a good question. Let's count it down. Best team in the East is who? Boston?
Oh, yeah.
Boston. Right now, for sure. We got Boston, Philadelphia, and Toronto. Would you say those are the top three teams?
I'm taking Milwaukee over Toronto right now. If Kawhi plays, yes. If Kawhi plays.
Okay, so top four. Boston, Philadelphia, Toronto, Milwaukee.
Okay.
Would you say the Miami Heat can make the playoffs?
Yeah.
Okay. Then you got Chicago. I think Chicago.
Who did they draft? I mean, Lauri Markkanen and whatever.
Yeah, Lauri Markkanen.
But who did they draft this year? I don't
know. I forgot. But they signed Jabari Parker. They re-signed Zach LaVine. Yeah. So
I
we
think
got.
They had to. I think somebody had actually tried to get Zach LaVine, and then
Sacramento. Sacramento signed. Sacramento offered him $80 million,
and then they just
and Chicago just matched it. I don't think Zach LaVine is worth $80 million. I really don't. I think he's a glorified dunker.
You didn't like him for the Timberwolves?
No, I thought he was great in Minnesota. I thought he was perfect, but they traded him for Jimmy Butler, and I don't blame Minnesota for trading him for Jimmy Butler. So, but
Jimmy Butler is leaving.
Yeah, he's out. He turned down $150 million. Let's stay on topic for a second. Let's not go too much. Okay, so we got
Cleveland.
So we got Boston, Philadelphia, Milwaukee, Toronto, Chicago, Miami. That's six right there. I think the Knicks are better than Cleveland with the hiring of
if Kristaps is in for sure.
Well, Kristaps is probably going to be back.
What do you think? It's Kanter's eye.
But I like Knox a lot. I like the fact that they the new coach of the Knicks.
Fitz.
Yes.
Yep, David Fitz.
Fitzdale, yes.
Fitzdale, yep.
So I think the Knicks are better. I think the Nets are going to be okay. I think Charlotte's going to be better. I think Orlando's going to be better. Miami's definitely better. I don't see Cleveland making it in the playoffs. I really don't. If they do, it'll be squeaking in as the number 8 seed. But I really don't see Cleveland making the playoffs.
Just think about how sad this is. The Cleveland Cavaliers lost their best player. They only have Kevin Love. Then they have, like, you know, George Hill, Tristan Thompson, Larry Nance Jr. And I'm not even going to lie to you. I think the Hornets could literally lose to that team. Like, it's just that team where, like, somehow K-Love will go off and J.R. Smith, who shoots these crazy shots, will go in and they'll beat the Hornets. They'll beat the Hornets, dude. They'll beat half of the Eastern Conference.
Look, I think now we're going to finally – I think we're – not finally,
the East is
but
trash.
I think we're going to –
The East is trash.
The East is garbage. The East is – well, it's – well, no. I think the East got a lot better. I think the East – I mean – I don't think people give enough credit to the East. I think the East is not trash. I don't think it's garbage. I don't think it's stronger than the West. I don't believe that at all. But I definitely think the East is not as bad as it used to be. I mean, I think Ben Simmons is, like, I think the best center in the NBA is Joel Embiid. I think probably the best point guard in the league is going to be Ben Simmons. You got Kyrie Irving. You got an MVP candidate in the Greek Freak. Like, I don't think the East is. I mean, the best the two-way player is now in the East.
I know.
Like, I get it. The West has been strong for a long time, but
it's just if Boston doesn't go to the finals,
I think Boston's win the whole thing. I think Boston
is so good.
I think they're gonna beat the Warriors in the finals. I think it's gonna be Boston versus Golden State in the NBA Finals next year, and I think Boston's winning. I really do. I think they got the best head coach in the NBA is in the East. Boston, yeah. Brad Stevens.
And Kyrie, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum.
Their starting lineup is
Gordon,
an all-star
Hayward
team.
Dude, I think Al Horford is not a bad center at all.
I think he's underrated. I definitely think he's underrated.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If you see him in the playoffs, he goes off.
He's a pro. Like, he's a vet. Like,
and
people forget Al Horford.
He's actually
he won two national championships with Florida.
Oh, yeah, I know. Wasn't it him and
Joakim Noah.
Exactly. I can't believe that, dude, because Joakim Noah, just seeing him shoot in the NBA when he used to be in the NBA was so trash.
And but that – no, Joakim Noah was at one point the best center in the league.
He's so good at defense.
Yeah. His shot looks funky. Yeah. But he's a good center. Like, he was a good center. Injuries messed him up. I think injuries messed him up.
And then when he went to New York, it just kind of went all downhill.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm excited. I'm so hyped for this NBA season. 72 players this year. 72 players in the past 3 weeks have changed teams.
Really?
72 players have changed teams.
Top 8 of the Eastern Conference at the end of the regular season.
I don't think Cleveland's going to be in it. I think Miami's going
to... In the order. Number one.
So, number one, I definitely got Boston. Number two, I got Philly. Number three, I got Toronto. Then I got Milwaukee. Then I got Miami. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Who else? Who else would you say? I think Chicago's going to be in it.
My goodness, Chicago.
I think Chicago's definitely going to be in it. So that's six. I think Washington. I think the Washington Wizards. Sure. Like, I think they're going to do some damage. I think they're the fifth best team in the East. I mean, they got Dwight Howard. It depends which Dwight Howard shows up, if he takes it seriously. Because the dude went from a two-time defensive player, MVP candidate, going to the finals, to now signing for the mid-level. Like, I love Dwight Howard. I think he has a great personality. I think he's a good guy. But he just does and says some shit that makes you scratch your head. Like, my man, you're young, you're in great shape. He's a freak in nature, but
he wants to be the star.
He
went to L.A. where Kobe was.
The biggest mistake he ever made was leaving Orlando. That was the biggest mistake he ever. And he even said it. He's like, the biggest mistake I ever made was leaving Orlando. And I get it. Like, I understand why.
He went to L.A., then he went to Houston, and he didn't get along with Carter. Yeah.
And I get it. Like, whatever. He thought he was Shaq. He really did. He copied the whole Superman persona, but I think Washington's going to be in there. So we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and honestly, I think it's going to be a crapshoot for number 8. I think the Knicks could get in there. I don't see Cleveland. Indiana Pacers are definitely going to be in the playoffs. I mean, Victor Oladipo is up and coming. I think that team is very well coached with Nick McMillan. I think Sabonis is going to be a stud. Turner, like. No, I do not see.
I saw this thing the other day that said that the Sixers were thinking about signing Kyle Korver. Do you think if they get Kyle Korver, they can compete with
the
Boston?
Sixers? Well, they signed J.J. Redick. They re-signed J.J. Redick.
Which is dumb. J.J. Redick, if you see him play.
No, like, that's
it's
not
no, wait,
dumb.
Wait,
J.J. Redick is money.
He can
money.
Shoot so good. But
he's
if
money.
If you see him while he's playing.
He does look confused.
He is, no. Not only that, but he is also, if you watch him, he like complains if he doesn't get the ball. Like if like Joel Embiid goes in with the ball and like doesn't pass, he's like there. Like, dude, you're a fucking bench player.
No,
like,
JJ
oh
Redick.
My God,
he
plays because he can shoot. He's just a shooting.
My man,
shoot.
He got paid $20 million. There's no way in hell as
he
an athlete
for a 1 year deal
for $20 million. There's no way in hell as an athlete with an ego. You're gonna
No, he doesn't have an ego. Like
no, but no. With a conscience, like you're gonna consider yourself a bench player making $20 million. There's no way. So if you're making $20 million, you're not a bench player. You're a fucking starter, and you want the ball. And I don't J.J. Redick, when he shoots, he's one of those players in the league. When he shoots, you're like, oh, that's money. He's not Steph Curry. I'm not saying he's Steph Curry, but he's one of the best shooters I've ever seen in my life. Him, Kyle Korver, Ray Allen. Like, they all can shoot.
But
he's
that,
not
but
athletic.
In that list, but
he's
in
not
that, in
athletic.
That list, you put him third.
Yeah, he's not athletic, but the man can shoot. And I think it was genius that Philadelphia signed him. But, you know, I think Philly definitely needs some more shooters. They lost Ilyasova. They lost Bellinelli. So they definitely need more shooters. I definitely agree with you on that.
He went back to the Spurs. Yeah.
He went back to the Spurs. Philly
Did
does
you see
need
that
to...
shot he made in the playoffs?
Yeah, and he thought it was a three.
Oh, my God.
He thought
yeah. They won the game, and the fucking confetti comes down.
Yeah, that was bad.
That was like a tease almost.
Yeah, that was like a tease. That's like a girl saying, like, here, give me some. No, never mind.
Oh, my.
Yeah, so I definitely I don't think Cleveland is making the playoffs for these 8 teams that I just said. And then
Western Conference.
Right? The Western Conference, it's Golden State and then nobody. I think Houston got worse. I think Oklahoma City is going to be the same. I don't think Andre Roberson is going to make that big of a difference, maybe on defense, but that's pretty much it. He's a shooting guard who can't shoot. Andre Roberson is
Paul George claims he re-signed because he thought that OKC would have went further if they had Andre Roberson.
Yeah, Roberson. He's a shooting guard who can't shoot.
I know.
He's known for airballing free throws. Like, all I see on Instagram is people making fun of him for shooting airball free throws. So,
but that's what Paul George said.
Yeah.
Is he nuts?
Look, no offense. And I saw this podcast yesterday with CJ McCollum where he was talking about, you know, Golden State signing DeMarcus Cousins and how it's not fair and Kevin Durant started laughing hysterically. Apparently, Kevin Durant was on the podcast with CJ McCollum. And he was like, look, Kevin Durant laughed and made fun of him. He's like, Kevin Durant told CJ McCollum, did you really think you're going to win the finals? Like, did you think you were going to win the championship? And he started laughing hysterically. And look, it's Golden State, and then it's a big gap to number 2.
Portland got swept by the Pelicans without.
They got swept in the first round by the Pelicans without DeMarcus Cousins. What the hell do you think is going to happen with Golden State? Like, look, it's Golden State, and then it's a crapshoot for 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Like, it's a crapshoot. Like, I think Houston got worse. I know they're signing Carmelo Anthony, but they're not signing Melo. They're signing Carmelo Anthony. He's just another guy for the mid level. I think the Pelicans are going to be good. They got Julius Randle, but I don't. Julius Randle is not DeMarcus Cousins. No, he's good. No, don't say that.
DeMarcus
I
Cousins
say,
and Julius Randle is like
he's good.
He's worse than Mirotic.
Yes, it's I would agree with that. But Julius Randle is
coming
good
off the
play.
Bench. He's no. coming off the bench. How?
Okay,
Miritich and Anthony Davis as a center. How is he starting?
I understand. He could. I get your point, but I don't think he's trash. Like, I think he's not a scrub. I think he can play.
I think in my starting five, I don't want him.
Well, who's just like, okay, so we got like Anthony Davis.
You consider him like a power forward.
Hold on.
Right?
We got Anthony Davis. We got Miritich. We got Jrue Holiday.
You got more Rondo. So
no more Rondo.
Who do you have as a? Who do they even have as a second?
That's what I'm saying. So I think Julius Randle will get playing time. I think he will contribute. I think
Miritich can move as a small forward.
Yeah,
somehow.
I think Julius Randle can play power. I think he can. Sure. I think he can play power forward, and I think Davis likes playing center because he's probably one of the most athletic big men in the league. I think San Antonio is going to make the playoffs. I think Denver Nuggets are going to be a team to look out for.
Where did Brook Lopez go?
I don't know. No, his contract expired. I don't know if he didn't get traded. I don't know if he re-signed for any. I don't even know if he re-signed yet. I don't think he did. But the Lakers, I think, are probably going to be the number three seed. I think Houston's going to be number two. And I think the runaway in the West is DeMarcus Cousins. Golden State Warriors with DeMarcus Cousins. So, you know, I think it's going to be a Golden State versus
That is wild.
Wait, what? Milwaukee Bucks. Oh, so Brook Lopez, this just in. It could be going to the Milwaukee Bucks, which I think is a pretty good fit. I think that's actually a pretty good fit. I think that's a really good fit for Brook Lopez. So, you know, I think it's going to be Golden State versus Boston in the NBA Finals, and I think Boston's going to win. I really do. What do you think?
Wait, this is with Boogie healthy. So, like, Steph, Clay,
Golden
KD.
State healthy? Hold on. Good point. I like that. Golden State healthy versus Boston healthy? I think Boston's still winning. They're better coached. They're better coached. Younger players.
Injury. The players aren't even old. Like, the Golden State players are, like,
they're over 30. The majority of them are over 30. Now they're over 30. And honestly, I think Golden State is bored.
I know they're bored.
Yeah. They look bored. I think they just were like, oh, come on. Do we have to do the 82 games? Can't we just be the number one seed or the number two seed and then we're good? Like, they think the regular season is pointless. And I don't blame them. I think the only reason they play the 82 games is so they can collect a paycheck.
Oh, what happened was that every year they'd be like, all right, let's win a bunch of games.
Yeah.
And then they won 73, lost.
No, that was the biggest mistake they made, was going for 73, because they got exhausted after that.
I know.
That,
I remember before they went for 73, they were like,
showed.
If they go for 73 and don't win the finals,
it showed they were bored. Like, they were exhausted. Steph Curry got hurt. I mean, Draymond was, like, out of his mind. Like, Andre wasn't the same. Like, look, I think Golden State learned from that, you know, going. And it was great. 73 wins out of 82 is amazing. It's the regular season record. But I think Golden State is just gonna, like, mosey along through the regular season, get through the West. Like, they've had problem.
This year they didn't even care to take first place. They didn't care.
No, they really didn't care. They still beat Houston.
They went through so many injuries.
Yo,
last year,
when people tell me, oh, if Chris Paul was healthy, then Houston would have beat Golden State. Okay, so if Andre Iguodala was healthy, then
I know
it's look the team exactly. The team that should have won. Okay. Point blank period. Now, I think, look, I'm not saying that Boston would sweep Golden State. I think it would be a really good series. I think it would probably go seven games. And I think Boston would win. I think Kyrie is better than
Boston wins in Oakland, though, in game seven.
I actually think Boston's going to have a better regular season record. I think Boston will have home court advantage.
I can believe
it. Because they, well, one, they play in the East, which is,
and
again, not as strong.
In the finals.
And they're going to want the number one seed. And I don't think Golden State is – they're going to go through lapses. They're going to go through
– injuries.
Like lackadaisical play and injuries because let's be honest, Golden State is a little injury prone. We'll see what happens with Steph because apparently he can't stay healthy lately. We'll see what happens. I'm not – trust me, knock on wood. I'm not hoping anybody gets injured. But I think Boston has a better chance of staying fully healthy than Golden State. I think Gordon Hayward is going to come back with a vengeance because he hears his name on the trading block. I think that Kyrie Irving wants a max deal, and I think he's going to play out of his mind. And he wants to prove he can win a championship leading a team with no LeBron. I think Boston has a lot more to prove, and I think Golden State is just like, all right, whatever, bro. Like, I don't even think I really don't think Golden State can afford to keep all of its star players.
Oh, I know.
So I think Golden State is. I think it's time. I think it's time that they're gonna have to break up eventually. All good things come to an end. It's been four amazing years for them. They broke the regular season record. They had the first ever unanimous MVP. They probably have had the best offensive team in NBA history. They've gone to the finals four straight. They're probably going to go on five straight now. I think they've had their run. I think it's time for – and I think the next team up in the West is, you know, most likely going to be L.A. I think it's going to be the Lakers. I think LeBron is going to eventually win a championship in L.A. I think he definitely is. So I think it's going to be Golden State versus Boston. Boston wins.
What do you make of Kyrie not showing up to the Eastern Conference Finals Game 7?
Well, that's old. I mean,
I know, but I'm just curious.
Apparently he had nasal surgery. I don't know why he would. Yeah.
Why does he have to have it then?
Yeah, I know. It did look weird. I just don't think. Me personally, thinking like Kyrie, I don't think he wanted to be there to watch LeBron beat his current team in a Game 7. I don't think he wanted to be there. I really don't. And he found a good excuse not to go. I really did.
I'm not even going to lie to you.
It was funky, though.
Isn't it crazy how you watch the regular season and, you know, you see things shape out and, you know, around, like, beginning of April, you already know how almost – you know how you think the playoffs are going to play out, as in, like, you know, like, okay, like, Toronto's going to lose against Cleveland and, like, Cleveland
– Nope. Everybody that I saw – every analyst, everybody with credentials picked Toronto to beat Cleveland. A lot of them did. And a lot of people picked Philadelphia to beat Boston.
That was an upset, though.
They were both upsets. No, I thought Toronto was going to beat Cleveland.
How? They don't have any players. It's LeBron James. He doesn't try in the regular season. He doesn't try.
I understand.
I can't. Like, I literally watched the games and I'm like, in the playoffs, this is what happens. All fucking game they're losing. When they're not playing the Warriors, all games. Every game is like, oh fuck. Cleveland Cavaliers are losing by 20. They're losing by 20. And then the fourth quarter comes in.
Yeah, but
LeBron turned it on.
I get it. Okay, I get it. But
against the Indiana Pacers. Against the Indiana Pacers.
They should have lost.
Literally. I was like, they game set.
That was goaltending.
I was like, oh, it's over.
That was goaltending.
Oh wait. LeBron fucking James. Of course. I have to fucking keep watching this shit with people telling me that he's going to fucking lose.
Yeah.
He's never going to fucking lose.
Yeah, I feel you, but I mean, it's hard to predict. I mean, usually the NBA is easy to predict. It really is. I mean, everybody picked Golden State to win the finals, but that was an easy pick. But, you know, in the first couple rounds, yeah, it could be a little hard to pick who's going to win. I thought Philadelphia was going to beat Boston. I thought that too.
And then, like, yeah, Boston. And then
Boston
just died.
Annihilated them.
They didn't do anything.
I think it was more Philadelphia lost than Boston won, to be honest. I think Philadelphia just made stupid-ass mistakes. But I mean, we'll see. I mean, I think the East is going to be up for grabs. I mean, I think if there is a team that I think can challenge Boston, it's going to be Philadelphia. I don't think Toronto has enough around Kawhi Leonard. As great as Kawhi Leonard is, I don't think they have enough around him to compete with Boston or Philadelphia. So I have them number three. But if there is a team that I think can challenge Boston and Philadelphia, it's Toronto. And if there's a team that can challenge Boston, it's Philadelphia. So 1, 2, 3. So
wait, but obviously the Lakers are going to lose to the Warriors, right?
Yeah.
So, like, okay that LeBron – like, is this going to be the year? Because for, like, the last
four – history's over.
For the last 4 years, I've just been hearing
– 8.
LeBron James, 9 million finals – exactly. 8, 7, 6. Like, it just goes on, right?
And 8
like,
straight years.
Is this going to be the year
he doesn't go
over.
To the
finals?
The,
are you sure?
Yeah, the streak is over. There's
he might
no
turn it
him.
On. What if he just turns it on to that level?
Well,
like,
but I mean,
he's had the best season, and it's like it was, like, his 15th year.
I mean, we'll see. I mean, maybe LA life will rejuvenate him, but
it's also like LA could still sign a star.
He had his best season last year.
LA could still sign somebody.
Who?
Well, what if they get Kawhi Leonard? They're just like buying.
So it's not signing. It's not signing. It's trading.
Even better, because then they have more space for next year. They get another fucking star.
Okay,
it's like, we'll give you Brandon Ingram, and we'll give you like a pick.
Okay,
we don't fucking need
it. Put it this way.
You give us Kawhi because you're fucking desperate.
I don't think LeBron James, Kawhi Leonard, Kyle Kuzma and Lonzo Ball is enough to beat Golden State.
Oh, for sure.
So either way, whether they trade for Kawhi Leonard or not, they're not going to the finals. I think the best chance
So, and I'm in, wait, first of all, are the Lakers going to get eliminated by the Warriors, or are they just going to lose to OKC or something?
No, I think it's going to be the LA Lakers versus the Golden State Warriors in the Western Conference Finals. I think the Lakers will get to the Western Conference Finals. I think a lot of people agree with that. I think LA is going to be in the Western Conference Finals, and they're going to lose to Golden State.
And that is completely okay, because then, like, the year after, well, LeBron's going to wake up and Golden State is going to split up.
I think LeBron James has a better chance of winning a championship in LA than he does in Cleveland. So I think it was a good move for him to leave Cleveland.
I can't even believe he won a championship for Cleveland. That, like, makes me so mad, because the team that is so bad, and it's just him.
Look, man, no. They had Kyrie. Kevin Love was still playing. Kevin Love was balling. J.R. Smith didn't look like a shell of himself. They had Amon Shumpert, who was a good defensive player. Like they had good players.
Wait, let's make this argument. So DeMar DeRozan, you know, good player. Mental issues. Kevin Love, good player, mental issues.
That's a different topic.
Is this stopping you from performing?
That's a different
topic.
Because
I remember when Isaiah Thomas was on the team and he called out Kevin Love. Kevin Love's just not showing up to games. He's not doing anything.
Well, Kevin,
what's going on, Kevin?
No,
you get a $120 million contract. What's going on, Kev?
No, at the time it was 115. But at the time it was. Let's just blame Kevin. It was blame Kev. Like, he was the scapegoat. He was the sacrificial lamb for everything.
Well,
like,
are we going to blame blame LeBron?
Blame some.
Blame JR. He doesn't do shit.
Yeah. But, I mean, Kevin Love, you know, leaving to go home during a game wasn't exactly a good fucking look.
What about a couple years? I think it was the playoffs before this year. They said in Boston that the Cleveland Cavaliers visitor locker room smelled like weed after the game. Who do you think that was? J.R. Smith.
Probably J.R.
How many times do you see J.R. Smith after the game for an interview just looking high as fuck, saying, I don't know. Do you remember the game where J.R. Smith just stopped playing to give a fucking high five
to
Jason
Terry?
Jason Terry.
Well, I mean, look.
What's that?
J.R. Smith, he's a knucklehead.
If this is football, he's cut. If this is football, he's cut.
I know.
It's only because of the contract.
He's a knucklehead. I mean, every team has knuckleheads. Every team. I mean, Steven Jackson was a knucklehead. I mean, you've had players in this league that were knuckleheads. Dennis Rodman wasn't exactly a model citizen. I mean, look. But it takes a Michael Jordan to, you know, reel him in and get the best. I think LeBron James got the best out of JR. I mean, we saw JR in Denver and we saw JR in New York, but we've never seen JR look as good up until this year as he did in Cleveland. So I think JR is good when motivated.
Would you compare JR to Draymond Green? As in, like, do you think Draymond Green leaves the Warriors and he can be just as elite and helpful?
I think Draymond Green is really good as a Warrior. I don't think he'd be good as a Pelican. I don't think he'd be good as a Magic or a Heat or a Knick or a Celtic. I think it's the perfect system for Draymond. I think Draymond Green, it was beautiful situation for Draymond Green. I don't think he's as good playing for any other team as he is for the Warriors. I really don't.
Okay.
So, to sum up, I think this NBA season is going to be so much fun to watch. I think it's going to be sick. I think it's going to be intriguing. I think it's going to be entertaining. I think we now have come, I think us as fans, because I'm a fan, first and foremost, I think we have come to the realization that the NBA, like everything else, is a business. There is no loyalty in business. You do what's best for you. And I think that the more people realize this, the less jerseys will be burned, the less hatred will be spewed on Twitter. Look, if you were in these players' position, you would do the same thing. And if you were in these team owners' position, you would probably do the same thing. If I was playing fantasy basketball and somebody wanted to trade me Kawhi Leonard for DeMar DeRozan, I would make that trade. I would. Kawhi Leonard is a better player than DeMar DeRozan. But I wouldn't tell DeMar DeRozan before trading him, hey, we're going to build around you. We're going to keep you around. I just wouldn't have that conversation. Because it looks bad. It looks bad. And I don't blame DeMar DeRozan for feeling the way he feels. And I don't blame Toronto for doing what they did. I really don't. So it's a win-win for both teams. San Antonio got a good deal. Toronto got a good deal. Whether they keep Kawhi or not, they got away from DeMar's contract. Because let's just be honest, Toronto is not going anywhere with DeMar. They could go somewhere with Kawhi. I do believe that. And then, you know, San Antonio gets DeMar DeRozan and they can stay relevant. They're not going to be out of the playoffs. Because if they lost Kawhi for nothing, they're not making the playoffs. So at least they're making the playoffs and they stay relevant.
Yeah, that was like the funny.
And you still got Greg Popovich, who is one of the best coaches ever. Maybe the best coach ever, arguably.
And, well, first of all, it's so sad that Greg Popovich's wife died during that game. But did you really think that the Spurs were going to beat the Warriors last year in the first round?
No, no, no,
like,
no, no, no.
I'm watching
without
that.
Kawhi,
I'm not even watching
no.
the games at this
without
point.
Without Kawhi, no. I think the best chance that San Antonio had of beating Golden State was 2 years ago.
Oh, let me bring this up. So how come every January, it's mm-hmm. like it's like the same in like week four of football season, as in just like every January. You remember what LeBron did last January?
What did he do?
He sucked dick. He was horrible. And everybody's like, oh my God.
Well, yeah,
LeBron
he was.
Sucks. The Cavs are done. They suck.
He was pissed. Like, he was pissed. Like Isaiah Thomas became a cancer. Kevin Love was disappearing. I mean, it was just bad. Like, it was. Look, it wasn't what Cleveland got. It's what they got rid of.
But you go on TV.
Jay Crowder was
you go on
exactly.
Fuck
like,
Jay Crowder.
It was bad.
He should just stay in Utah. Perfect.
It was bad. Like, it was a cancerous locker room. I don't blame. If I was LeBron and I was being criticized on a minute-by-minute basis, I would have been pissed off too, and it would affect your play. So,
but no.
I get
but
it.
Do you think? First of all, I think that even if they don't switch the whole team up after February trade deadline, they still make the finals.
No,
it's just LeBron. It's just LeBron
no
turning
way.
It on.
There's
That's
no
all
way.
It is.
No. There's no way in hell they would have beat Indiana. There's no,
no
way,
way
in hell. No way in hell. There's no way.
Why? D-Wade?
Because it would have been LeBron. D-Wade can barely stand. He was off the bench in Miami.
I know.
Like, look, there's no way in hell. I'm sorry. Like, Cleveland, the best they did was make those trades. They got younger. They got more athletic.
Not for their contracts.
And they got
not
rid of.
For the contracts.
I understand that. But they got rid of the cancers. Like, no offense, Isaiah Thomas thought he was LeBron. You're not,
yeah.
bro. You just signed a $2 million contract. You're going to have to work your way back up, and it sucks. I feel for Isaiah Thomas. But you're not the Boston Isaiah Thomas anymore.
I feel for him, but at the same time, he is always so cocky that I can't even feel
but
for
he
him.
Should be. Like, he's a little guy. Like, you have to talk a big game. And he did talk a big game in Boston, and he did walk it, and he did prove it. He was an MVP candidate. Like, the dude knows how to play, and he did have a bad injury. It cost him $120 million. Can you imagine? Can you imagine losing $120 million? Like,
wait, you mean
like
you
it's
mean,
hard? Like,
you
he was supposed,
they were supposed to sign him.
Yeah.
Boston?
Yeah. If he didn't get
why
injured,
would
some team.
Sign him?
Look, if he never got injured, some team would have paid him,
and he would have been so lucky because he would have gotten all that
yeah.
money and then fucking averaged 18 a game.
No, the dude averaged 29 points. He led the league in scoring.
That was one season. One
but
season.
That was before the injury. Who's to say like he couldn't keep that going?
So what about now?
Well, we'll see what he in said. It. We'll see what happens in Denver. It's a perfect situation in Denver.
You got no money.
Well, I know, but he's on a 1 year deal. We'll see what happens after next year. Same thing with DeMarcus Cousins, and same thing with Landry. Like,
you know,
all these guys
went?
Are on 1 year deals.
You should have went to Detroit.
Mm-mm.
Why not?
No.
You
like,
don't like it?
Detroit has Reggie Jackson. Like they have
put him as a.
They got Blake Griffin. They got
exactly.
Andre Drummond. Like, they have enough people. So
no, well, Andre Drummond and Blake Griffin are just big men. So
no, I understand that, but they have enough people who demand the ball. I mean, in Denver.
Yeah, that's the thing with Isaiah. He always wants the ball.
Yeah, he's going to handle the ball. He's going to be assisting. He's going to be, you know, leading the charge. He's going to be making moves.
And he's on and off with shooting at times.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens. So, you know, we'll see. I'm excited for this NBA season. I'm very, very hyped. I'm so looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a great year. You're going to be hearing from me a lot here on the Sports Asylum. I am looking forward to answering your guys' questions. I can't wait. Everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. It's been the Sports Asylum with Michael Hanna. Peace and